A property named Horizon Place aims to provide 62 affordable housing units for homeless families with children. Crews plan to renovate an existing complex in Sioux Falls. People eligible to live at Horizon Place will participate in local programs that promote self-sufficiency. Advocate Cindy Dannenbring is the executive director of Interlakes Community Action Partnership. She says homeless parents and children often have only the clothes they are wearing and what they can carry. Dannenbring says they need guidance.
Even about cleaning an apartment and how you do that, it's something we all may assume that everyone would know how to do that. That's not the case. Not everyone knows how to do that. So we work with them on those things. We work with them on parenting. They go to parenting classes.
Dannenbring says participants transition away from assistance as they work to be independent, productive community members. She says a stable home is critical. Developers in Sioux Falls are also constructing a 48-unit complex for workforce housing. Trinity Point provides apartments for people who make between $14 and $23 an hour. Mark Lossing is the executive director of the South Dakota Housing Development Authority.
There are so many people that are rent poor now. They pay more than 30 or maybe even 50% of their income in rent. And these projects help bring those rents down so people have other additional funds available for food, for clothing, for other things that they need.
Housing advocates say improving the lives of low-income workers has a ripple effect in the community. They say people in higher income brackets also benefit in business because durable housing allows people to fulfill their job responsibilities and contribute to the local economy. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.